1 Kings Chapter 7. But Solomon was building his own house for 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length of it was 100 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above the beams, that lay on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were windows in 3 rows, and window was opposite window in 3 tiers. And all the doors and posts were square with the windows, and window was opposite window in 3 tiers. And he made a porch of pillars, the length of it was 50 cubits, and the breadth of it 30 cubits, and the porch was in front of them, and the other pillars and the thick beam were in front of them. Then he made a porch for the throne where he might judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house where he dwelt had another court inside the porch, which was of like workmanship. Solomon made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken as his wife, like unto this porch. All these were of costly stones, according to the measures of cut stones, sawed with saws, inside and out, even from the foundation unto the eaves, and also on the outside toward the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, after the measures of cut stones, and cedars. And the great court round about was with 3 rows of cut stones, and a row of cedar beams, both for the inner court of the house of the Lord, and for the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and brought Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze, and he was filled with wisdom, and understanding, and cunning to work all works in bronze. And he came to King Solomon, and did all his work. For he cast 2 pillars of bronze, of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of each. And he made 2 capitals of molten bronze, to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of the one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. And nets of checker work, and wreaths of chain work, for the capitals which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the one capital, and 7 for the other capital. And he made the pillars, and 2 rows round about upon the one network, to cover the capitals that were upon the top, with pomegranates, and so did he for the other capital. And the capitals that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits. And the capitals upon the 2 pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the rounded projection which was by the network, and the pomegranates were 200 in rows round about upon the other capital. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called the name thereof Jachin, and he set up the left pillar, and called the name thereof Boaz. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim to the other, it was round all about, and its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference. And under the brim of it round about there were knobs compassing it, 10 in a cubit, compassing the sea round about. The knobs were cast in 2 rows, when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set above upon them, and all their hind parts were inward. And it was a hand breadth thick, and the brim thereof was shaped like the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies. It contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 stands of bronze, 4 cubits was the length of 1 stand, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, and 3 cubits the height of it. And the work of the stands was on this manner: they had panels, and the panels were between the frames, and on the panels that were between the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim, and upon the frames there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths made of hammered work. And every stand had four bronze wheels, and axles of bronze, and the four corners thereof had supports. Under the laver were molten supports, at the side of every wreath. And the mouth of it within the capital and above was a cubit, but the mouth thereof was round like the shape of a pedestal, a cubit and a half, and also upon the mouth of it were engravings with their panels, four square, not round. And under the panels were four wheels, and the axles of the wheels were joined to the stand, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel, their axles, and their rims, and their hubs, and their spokes, were all molten. And there were four supports to the four corners of each stand, and the supports were of one piece with the stand itself. And on the top of the stand there was a round band half a cubit high, and on the top of the stand the frames thereof and the panels thereof were all one piece. For on the plates of the frames thereof, and on the panels thereof, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the space of each one, and wreaths round about. After this manner he made the ten stands, all of them were of the same casting, of the same measure, and the same shape. Then made he ten lavers of bronze, each laver contained 40 baths, and each laver was 4 cubits, and upon every one of the 10 stands was 1 laver. And he put 5 stands on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house toward the southeast. And Hiram made the lavers, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram finished doing all the work that he made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. The two pillars, and the two bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks, to cover the two bowls of the capitals which were upon the top of the pillars. And 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the two bowls of the capitals that were upon the pillars. And the 10 stands, and 10 lavers on the stands. And 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea. And the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and all these vessels, which Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord, were of bright bronze. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. And Solomon left all the vessels unwide, because they were very many, neither was the weight of the bronze measured. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained unto the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, and the table of gold, on which was the showbread, and the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left, before the inner sanctuary, with the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongues of gold, and the bowls, and the wicktrimmers, and the basins, and the ladles, and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner room, the most holy place, and for the doors of the main hall of the temple. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver, and the gold, and the furnishings, did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord.